Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
No. What he just said is a race.
Lines are moving here based on injuries and how teams have played.
Come on, you know what time it is. It's time for Moneyline with Kevin Walsh.
That is, with no respect, the single dumbest thing I've ever heard. And if that is your opinion, just know you are a buffoon who needs to go back to the drawing board.
And Donnie Rightside.
Now at least the shadow ban's off my account. So, I mean, come on now. We're living. We're out here living now on Twitter, man. I'm telling you, that's the way to go.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network. Sirius XM, channel 159.
Living on Twitter, that is absolutely the way to go, because it's still around, and so are we here on the grid, Sirius XM, channel 159. It's Moneyline on a Football Friday afternoon. Donnie Rightside, Kevin Walsh, let's do it.
What are you going to do, man? What are you going to do?
Woo!
If it goes, you got an Instagram for the people, what are you going to do?
Yeah, here's what I thought. Like, if Twitter leaves, that means Kevin resigns from the Sports Grid Network. I mean, that's how we're going to play these all the long. Like,
no,
if anything goes wrong, you have to leave your job. Like, okay? So keep the good vibes going. Otherwise, not good for you.
Why do you keep putting that on the line? You want me out? What's the deal?
I just think, like it will help you root more for the things that I like. Like, I need Brian Robinson to get a touchdown. Like, you're not even watching, like, your bets. Forget about your Robinson this weekend to score an anytime touchdown. You're more focused on mine because, you know, you'd like to show up to work on a Monday.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously, I don't know, that isn't true. So, I just don't know, like, you know, you and your touchdown bit, you create it. Now, all of a sudden, you put me in line with Twitter. It doesn't even really make a whole lot of sense to me there. But I mean, listen. Our intro says it, man. You and the Musk man, side by side, brothers in arms.
We're gonna take the board this next level. Next level. By the way, what happens if they reach down? Hey, you know what? Twitter needs its own like specific sports show. Perfect. Put us right on the grid. We'll take right over for Twitter there. Right? Like millions. We would reach millions of people there.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, just because this is a big deal, everyone's talking about it, everyone's concerned about it, so it's fair to bring up. I mean, is he just gonna tap? I mean, what's the deal? Is he done? You know what I'm saying?
Who?
Like, I mean, Musk. I mean, what's the deal here? Can't he just be like, this was my bad, and then just cancel this whole deal? There's not been a good piece of news around it.
I don't know. I mean, he's looking for new engineers out here, though. You know what I mean?
Wow,
like, we
so
got a couple really good engineers behind the scenes that get angry at each other, supposedly. Mm. They might be able to settle Twitter differences there. What do you think? By the way, like, my head is in the right place today. So we usually come on, and you know what it is on a Football Friday. Hour number one, we're going to talk a lot of college football. Hour number two, the NFL. I don't know if I just stumbled on something, and maybe because the season is, you know, winding down. I'm looking at TCU Baylor right now. FanDuel Sportsbook. Outrageous. All the way across the board, K-Dub. Anytime touchdown scores you're used to, right? How about college football specials? How about one and ones for this game? How about Duggan have a touchdown pass in each half? How about Chapin to do the same thing? How about Duggan 250-2? How about 504 in this game, K-Dub? Mm. I mean, where was this at? Was this all along? Tell me this wasn't all along, because I don't know if I was ever looking. This is just tremendous.
Oh,
and I think we got, the pen and paper coming out.
How nice would it be?
Whoa. No, it's there. Yeah.
No,
so
no,
I figured today.
This
is good.
You know damn well that if this had existed, I would have hit your line.
Yes.
You know that.
Yes.
You
now
know
here's
that.
So here's how we're spending hour number one. I got a pen and paper out. You guys know we love this in the NFL. And anytime we talk about a standalone game, let's just say Thursday night, Monday night, when we're live on the air, we go right to these. They're lining up the same type of wagers you get in the NFL for college football. This was the only one I looked at. I actually looked at Michigan. I don't think they had any up yet for that. But I assume there's other games. Because TCU Baylor is not the biggest game of the weekend. But you are now getting NFL-style wagers where you can have a lot of fun with and get after it here. I thought that because usually when you scroll down, you see the normal stuff like rushing yards, touchdowns. But they added the CFB player specials and team specials down there, which is sensational. It goes all the way down. There's 280 to ones on if Gavin Holmes scores the first and last touchdown. I don't even know who that guy is. But if he scores the first and last, whoo, man, you can retire.
USC, UCLA same markets up. You knew had to have it.
Yeah.
So that is fantastic. But here's the thing, and this is exciting. We're going to get into it for the people here because if you listen to us, you love specials, and you're going to love this.
Yeah.
Are we going to be able to actually get to the window on these? 504, Caleb Williams, Dorian Thompson.
But see, I don't even follow that much.
-170, though. It's just the juices.
Yeah.
A lot.
But the one, like TCU Baylor, I assume, and I don't have the actual number up here for what is the total on TCU Baylor? Where is that here? 57.5. Mm. 1-1, -135. Now, granted, the 1-1's usually pluses, but in college. Okay, what are you actually betting here? Each one of these kids to throw one touchdown pass? Is that what the bet is?
Yeah, the rushing touchdown is, that was done days ago. Each team running one in, right?
Exactly.
I mean, Kendre Miller has actually ran in a touchdown in every single TCU game, who is -200 anytime touch.
My goodness. Dugan and Chapin each to get one in each half. Touchdown pass, 750. This is a fun market. We're going to hit this. Make sure you stay tuned for this first hour on Moneyline. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Football Friday here on the Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM Channel 159. It's Donnie and Kevin in the afternoon. If you want to get involved in this first hour, easy to do, 844-843-6879. Spend some time talking some college football. But before we do that, like hot topics that come across here that we can have some fun with, Qatar, Qatar, whatever, bans alcohol around World Cup stadiums. Here's what I like about this the best, right? The outrage. Man, you're not going to this thing. What are you outraged about, people out here? You know what I mean? I mean, who's going to affect you, Kev? Oh, I can't believe they did that. You going? No. Why are people outraged about this?
Because it's an outrage. What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
You're only outraged by things that bother you?
What are you talking about? Who's going out in 100-degree weather slugging down some Budweisers? Man, drink a bottle of water.
What are you under the impression that you've only come on here and complained about things that immediately impact you or something?
Has no impact for anybody here listening to this show. Why are we outraged?
Are you even listening to the words that I'm saying to you?
No.
Are you under the impression that the outrage that you put forward is only towards things that immediately impact you?
Yes.
You're nuts.
Exactly. This doesn't impact you, me, anybody here listening to this show. Why are you upset about this? That's the question.
I mean, my goodness. People want to have a good time in the World Cup, man.
No. I mean, come on. It's the World Cup. First of all, you're getting put to sleep anyway out there. You go out to the game, I mean, you might as well bring a book. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about here.
What a transition from you here. You ever see a guy in FSU? When FSU was getting run a couple years ago, he had, like, no shirt on, jeans, top step, like, with a book. Yeah. That would be me at the World Cup, got to be honest.
I mean, no, it wouldn't, because you've often said that you appreciate the pomp and circumstance.
Hey, don't reach back and bring stuff I said to the air with this conversation we're having right now. I'm bringing a book to this thing. Man. A book and a bottle of water? Sign me up for the World Cup.
You got some nerve, man. I mean, you can't let people want to have a couple. The best is that there. It's not that there's no alcohol, period. It's just that it's only if you spend $9,000 can you have a couple things. I mean, it's madness. It's unacceptable.
Now, I did see the one interesting part was like Budweiser is like, yeah, you know, we're going to, which I wonder how the contract is written here. Like, we're going to be the official beer of, like, you know, FIFA, which they've been doing for decades, it looks like. And now they can't sell beer. Does FIFA go back? Yeah, I mean, you're sponsoring it. Doesn't mean you sell it.
Now,
where's that fight coming at?
Hold on. Since you're doing world sports, can I just tell you something that I just got an update for that is. Spain overtakes USA for number one spot in FIBA men's hoop rankings. Spoiler. No, they didn't. What the heck are you talking about here? I mean, what?
What is it? Who even had that tweet?
It's not even a tweet. It's from the AP, and I see it over here on an ESPN article, that Spain is the number one basketball country in the world. What's going on here?
What, like their youth team, or what? What are they talking about?
The Olympic team. It says that theirs is better, that they've earned more points than ours. What does that even mean?
I guess the G League is playing for us as opposed to the NBA guys in these tournaments. What's going on?
I don't know. That just bothered me.
You know what? I'll cheer you up. You want me to cheer you up right here? We're hitting the phone lines. 844-843-6879. It's Friday. It's hour number one. This guy has places to be. It's X-Man. He's calling in right now. What do you got, X-Man?
Hey,
let's go.
Man, what's going on? I got the plays of the week.
Oh, good.
Ooh,
I got the NFL
okay.
plays.
I got my pen. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
All right. Got the Dallas Cowboys money line.
Bang.
College football, TCU money line, and the USC Trojans money line. Got two games tonight. NBA, Phoenix Suns money line, and the Indiana Hoosiers college basketball money line to beat Xavier. Five leg parlay for the weekend. Let's do it.
What are we looking at? Give me a number on there. Give me a number. What are we looking to win here?
16-1.
There you go. He laid it out for it to play out here, K-Dub. I don't even think he worries. I don't even think X-Man even worries about the payout. Just like giving these free winners, you figure it out, right?
Yeah, he's not looking. It's not that he's looking for big payouts. He's just pairing five dead winners together and delivering it to the people. Next conversation. Yeah,
like, here's five winners. You do what you got to do with these five winners.
Hey, you guys got some free time tonight, man. Here you go. Like, I feel like those are all like bettable on their own right, but listen, man, he's just throwing them together and letting you know the story.
See, I knew that would cheer you up right there. I just sort of got X-Man's take on the World Cup, too, because you know, come Monday, he might be calling the phone that, hey, look, here's what's going down today in the World Cup. Oh, I look forward to that, too.
You're out of your mind if you think he's not pulling in here with a couple of winners.
Oh,
I mean, that's how he rolls, man. That's how he rolls.
Only way to do it. That's the absolute only way to do it. By the way, take here as well. Just quickly, and then we're going to hit some of these college football games on Saturday. The NFL moving the Browns and the Bills to Detroit. Let me ask you a question here on this, because I've been thinking about this. It's not for the game this weekend, but for the following game, which is on Thursday, which the Buffalo Bills do play in Detroit. Now, what would you think should happen here for the Buffalo Bills travel-wise? Do you, A, think they travel and like, hey, no, we're here Thursday anyway, we're going to stay? Or, B, they're going back to Buffalo? I already know the answer.
They're staying. They have
no
to
way.
Staying.
No way.
What are you
no
talking about? The whole reason they're in Detroit is so they can stay because they're not going to be able to get back into Buffalo because of the flights, you know?
They'll be able to get back in. If they're going to be able to fly out and go back. Well, here's the reason why. Where would they practice at?
Detroit.
Like, and their own. Detroit's going to be like, hey, welcome in. You know, we'll split the locker room with you.
Well, I would assume Detroit has their own practice facility. I don't think Detroit practices at the stadium. You don't think
Buffalo just practices
at the stadium?
So you think they're
going to
be practice stadium? It's interesting because I don't think they're going to stay. I don't. I honestly don't think they're going to stay. I think they fly back home, back to their... Because, again, you're talking about a flight anyway. 40 minutes, 30, 25... How long is it from Detroit to Buffalo anyway? Can't be that long. Half hour?
I mean, no, I don't think it would be that short. That sounds like an aggressive...
But look at the map and, like, look at the two cities. You know what I mean? Like, Buffalo's right on the, you know, the Great Lakes up there.
I'll hold on. I'll check. How long is a flight?
Get it. Yeah. How long is it?
To Detroit from Buffalo. Let's see.
Because I want to play into this. Machine has. Yeah.
An hour and 10 minutes.
Oh. I mean, what are they taking? Frontier? Come on now. Stop.
What are they spinning the block a couple of times?
Yeah, what are they, I mean, what is that about? Looking like the guys in the plane. Yeah, they have like the little stations where you got to actually pedal the plane. How slow is that plane going at that point here? Stone Age plane, like the first plane ever built. Somebody took that over there. Come on. Right, brothers?
Man. Jeez. I mean, Don is like, what are you going to be there, 15? But Don thinks that they might leave at 11 a.m. to make it for a 1 p.m. kick.
Exactly. Like, you know, you hear me out on the Bills, too. Like, they're not sure when they're leaving. Tell me this wouldn't be great. Like, the Bills show up at the airport, like, in uniform, hour and 10 flight, right to the stadium, get on the field. Like, they're in high school. Mm. Tremendous, man. Tremendous.
Wow.
But the reason why I was bringing it up here is next week, right, Detroit is going to play Buffalo on Thanksgiving Day. You know me. Like, usually it's home team or no team, but yesterday it was just too easy to, you know, just way too easy to call the road team to win that game. But having said that, does that help or hinder a handicap for you on Thursday night? Or Thursday, I should say.
Yeah, I think the cop-out answer is it's going to really depend on Buffalo because it's easy to sell me on both. It helps. You're away from family. You're focused on the game. That's all you can think about. They're ready to go. They're laser-focused. They're playing a terrible team. There's the other angle. They're on the road. They've been going out once a week. They know they're playing the Detroit Lions. And by the time that they get to that game, they will have thought about everything under the sun other than the Detroit Lions, including how much they wish they just flew back to Buffalo. So I think it easily could be sold both directions, honestly.
Yeah, it's a good point you bring up, too. But I also like the fact that they're playing in the same building back-to-back. Just makes it a little bit easier on them. Buffalo might just smoke Detroit. I mean, absolutely smoke Detroit on Thanksgiving. But college football is on deck, and we're going to hit it here. Prop bets? Oh, boy. Make sure you stay tuned right here to Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Saturdays. Yeah, they were a lot of fun. They were Jack Daniels, Diet Pepsi, a pizza or two, gambling, handicapping, having a lot of fun. Like, sometimes I think back to my younger self, which is like a decade ago, and think like, wow, boy, he really got into college football. Not as much at these times, but I do enjoy the big games. Looking forward to the college football playoff. Have a vested interest, hoping LSU tips the apple cart there and gets into it and maybe can be a player with a nice ticket in my pocket. But having said that, we're coming down the backstretch here. And just looking at FanDuel today, just stumbling on stuff. Hey, let's click on a game here, TCU-Baylor. And we have so many options to get after here in a game like this. Now, as we're winding down the season, I expect even FanDuel other books as well. Probably as the day moves on into tomorrow morning, you'll get even more of these games giving those player specials here. But the reason I want to bring it up is just simple stuff. It doesn't have to be, you know, we're going to take a look at the player specials. Hey, do you think Dugan's going to have 250 and two? Sure, I care about that, but what about the simple ones? Chapin, over 1.5 touchdown passes, plus 116. Dugan, over 1.5 at a minus 158. Like, you look at that in the NFL because that's really my favorite bet now in the NFL, realizing who can do what here. We're not dealing, Kevin, with 37.5s, 38.5s, 41.5s, weather conditions that should be any problem down in Baylor. Like, are they easy? Are those numbers to say, look, man, you got to get to the rushing props. That's where the cash is at.
No. So if you guys ever are on College Football Today, you'll know this. For me, it's not all props. A couple of totals make its way in, a rare side. And it's quarterback prop and running back props. I don't get involved in the receiver market. I think it's a little too tricky for my liking. And I don't. You know, it's roughly, Donnie, but I think I would be having a very, very good season on quarterback passing touchdown props. A really good season. But it's not just going to be like a blind, wait a minute, how's this guy not throwing for two? These college defenses are, what they're bad at, they are consistently bad at. And when you can find a team that gives it up, you can trust they're going to give it up again. But I'll say this before you even get into kind of the specifics of it. Here is always the most tempting thing to me, and you kind of alluded to it there with that total, right? 57.5, let's take TCU's team total, then at 29.5. Yeah. That's four plus touchdowns. Call it four touchdowns, mm-hmm. four and under. Well, they're going to get four touchdowns, and Max Duggan isn't going to then put two of those yeah. in the air. But that, to me, is almost the low end of it, Donnie. It's mm-hmm. And let's see if this is up right now to skip ahead a little bit here. But let's pull up this Ohio State game against Maryland. They don't have passing touchdowns here, unfortunately. Yeah. Let me see if I can pull that up. Because their team total is 44.5. We're now talking seven touchdowns, right? And these guys yeah. occasionally, with yes. With those team totals, Donnie, they're going to have 2.5 for their passing touchdown prop. Minus 120, minus 130. Who cares? Yeah. Like, look at the number. And then it's very, very, of course, tempting to get involved here. Interesting, though, I'm seeing across both these two books here. No, let me see here. Nothing on DraftKings either for C.J. Stroud? Passing touchdowns? What is that about? Maybe some injury news abound in that game. I think young Tua could be banged up, which might be throwing that game off a little bit.
So there's not even one.
Nope.
There's not one for you in Ohio State. Oh, gotcha.
No, that's the real battle. I will tell you this with college football, though, man, is just the injuries, because they don't tell you anything. They don't tell you a single thing. You'll never know. I don't know how many people know this. Bo Nix is questionable for that game against Utah. That's why that line looks the way it does. And we won't know. We won't know until what time's that game? 10 o'clock? 10:30? We'll find out at 9, maybe. Maybe. It's impossible.
Yeah, it is hard. It's hard to do that. By the way, Thursday night college football. Was there an easier over than that game? 59-24. Let me handicap it. Like, all I did yesterday was go, well, let me just see, like, each one of these teams and scroll down, like, the points. It was like, what? Mm-hmm. Like, how does this game even say? And, of course, Tulane is the one that's busting 59 up there. When SMU was putting up some ridiculous numbers over the past five games on offense. I mean, they ran them up there, man, 59-24. So the reason I bring that up is, you know, scoring in college football, a little bit different, obviously, scoring in the NFL. So trying to pinpoint some of these targets, you might fall into something fairly easily. Now, Illinois and Michigan is a 12 o'clock game tomorrow. We've talked about this game a little bit during the week. Heavy favorite here for Michigan, 3 scores. But look at that total, 41.5. Mm. 41.5. Now, Illinois, we thought this game might be a little bit bigger than what it actually is, sort of stumbling down the stretch. 4-3 still in the Big Ten. But from a Michigan aspect here, and I told you this, are we looking at, hey, you know what, Michigan, you have the path forward to getting into the college football playoff right with you as long as you win the next two games by at least 1 point. You're in. So when you're trying to bet some of these things and saying, okay, I want to get in for a player touchdown score, or I want to get in a passing touchdown. And by the way, also, update the people. Did Blake Corum get injured last week, but it wasn't that big of a deal? Because he's listed everywhere at props.
But I didn't see. I don't know.
Who got hurt last week?
Chase Brown, on the other side of this field, got injured.
Oh, man. I thought somebody said Corum.
I don't remember a Corum injury. Finished that game, 28 carries, 162 yards, mm-hmm. and a touchdown. Let me see when his last carry in that foot. Because, I mean, that could be like a half a workout. I mean, let's see if Blake Corum was running around. Backups were on the last drive. Last touchdown drive was also backups. Good grief, man.
Can you slide it down? Now, also, here's what I want to look at, too. Michigan's at home. They're number 3 in the country. There's no way they're looking at Illinois like, hey, because Illinois is 7-3. Oh, you know, this game doesn't matter. Next week's matters. Let's get past that. Let's get to the fourth quarter. Is there a chance in this game, Kevin, that you actually should be going down the charts for, like, Michigan? Because you do know, like, let's just say you're up 24-3. I'm just using a number based on what the over-under will be. Obviously, I'm not going to go like, oh, it's going to be 46-22. Yeah. We don't expect that to be there. Is Michigan going to the bench with their key guys? Like Blake Corum, he might have a great first half. You might be running wild. Does it make sense for Jim Harbaugh? Is he going to be that old toy? No, we plan to win the game. We're not worried about next week. We're worried about winning right now. Yeah, you're up 3 touchdowns, Jim, with 7 minutes to go here. Do you see where I'm getting at? I don't know any of the backups, by the way, K-Dub, mm-hmm. so I'm just looking at names. But there are massive numbers down there for some of those guys.
So let me just say this to you, okay? Last week, J.J. McCarthy runs the football in. It's 24-3, Michigan, mm-hmm. with 57 seconds remaining. That is the end of the starters. However, Jim Harbaugh, who has a famous quote out there of never associate with gambling. No coach in college football might be more aware of the spread than Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh goes down on the next drive, hunts a touchdown. Thank you very much. And then with 1 minute and 17 seconds remaining, in a game with a spread of 30.5, he sends his kicker out there for a 43-yard field goal to make that a 31-point Michigan Wolverine victory. So, yes, it's live. The starters get pulled. And, yes, he will still, though, continue to try and make sure that they cover a 17.5-point line in the process.
Now, did you watch the game versus Rutgers? Because that was a close game for the time being. I'm like, Rutgers, like, they don't have any chance at covering this. And then I saw the final score. I'm like, wow. Must have been like fireworks for no reason late in that game, which 52-17 leads to me that they covered that number as well, and they made sure they did it in the second half as opposed to, it wasn't our day, let's just get out of here. Yeah. They didn't do one of those let's get out of here. They ran it up.
Oh, they sure did. Now, they got a lot of it in the third quarter, to be fair. 28, four total touchdowns in that third quarter. But, as you said, they made sure they tacked on in that fourth quarter when the backups got rolling there. Rutgers gave them a little bit of a scare, then a block punt touchdown, and it was enough to kind of wake the Wolverines up. The incredible thing was, if you didn't watch, like, obviously you keep your eye on everything, so you knew that Rutgers was up in the game, but they basically did such a good job of beating Rutgers. They lost no points for that game. Because I think a lot, because you know sometimes if people miss it, they say, 52-7, man, Michigan continues to roll. No problems for this team anywhere. Like, little did they know that they trailed at the half to Rutgers, but, man, did they pour it on. That's a 38-0 in the second half of that game.
Pounding, an absolute pounding. By the way, talking about poundings here coming up. Alabama.
Yes.
Now, they don't really have a big-time chance to get into the college football playoff. To me, they're basically on the outs. Now, we have always known this, because the same angle I'm going to take here, which we looked at Michigan. Hey, Michigan's got a massive game on deck that's going to decide their fate. A lot of the times, Kevin, Alabama takes this bye week every single year before they play the Iron Bowl, which is usually sometimes a huge game depending on whether who's going to play in the SEC championship game. That's not the case here. So I'm looking at Alabama by saying to myself, is this a anti-Saban type game where he goes, hey, you know what, guys, it's 35-0 at the break. This game ends up 38-3. Or is this that, you know what, let's just eviscerate Austin Peay just so we can have like an 83-3 type game just in case something goes wrong where they don't go, well, Alabama, you only won by 21 against Austin Peay, so you're not even in the conversation if there was one.
Yeah. So last year they took the fake game. Instead of before Auburn, it happened to be after LSU and before Arkansas, they played New Mexico State. 59-3, five passing touchdowns for Bryce Young. Against Mercer, they scored 48 last year. Against Southern Miss, 63. How about this season? UL Monroe, 63. Utah State, 55. They will be in the 50s, Alabama. Easy.
Scoring, scoring, and more scoring. We'll continue to talk some college football, so make sure you keep the dial right here. It's Moneyline on a Football Friday on the Sports Grid Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SiriusXM channel 159. Telephone lines open. 844-843-6879. We're just talking about Alabama, who you can look at the FanDuel Sportsbook, DraftKings, MGM, Caesars, Bet365. No lines up for this game. What are we waiting on?
Yeah, I think what happens is obviously Austin Peay not being a Division I school.
That's a Saturday morning one.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm very interested in betting this game. So I'm hoping that information does at least come out. But again, probably not going to be until Saturday morning. I don't know. I don't think they'll go as far as to give a Bryce Young passing touchdown prop. But if they do, I mean, let's line it up and knock it down. It should be open season in that respect as well.
Take it in the first half. Boom, bing, bong. Done deal.
Probably. Three scores early.
Easy. Let's take a look at some other games here. I know Georgia, just win by a point and you're already locked in the SEC title game. It just feels like they care. Like, they care about everything here. They could have did that last week. Oh, man, we just blew out Tennessee. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to go on the road and take on Missouri. Now, Missouri not as good to me as Kentucky is. And Kentucky's actually had a disappointing season at 6-4, at least for the standards that maybe you thought they would not challenge for the SEC, but have a winning record in the SEC. They're sitting at 3-4 here. Georgia's defense should go in there and just pummel Kentucky. Like, what's Kentucky's team? I didn't look at Kentucky's team total. I mean, what are we talking about here? 20-some-odd points? 23.5? 22? Like, what is it even? I don't even know.
Probably lower, actually. That number is...
What is it?
12.5.
Whoa, what? Oh, yeah, wow. Geez.
They're home.
Oh, my God, they're home and getting 12. They scored two touchdowns.
Yes.
You got this in your back pocket. Wow.
This was supposed to be the biggest game in Kentucky football history. They were supposed to flirt if Georgia would have a down season with the SEC East and actually win this. And they enter this game off of a loss. Off of a loss at home against Vanderbilt. See, the thing is, Georgia no-showed a couple of games early on, but it's now been a while, actually, since the Bulldogs have done that. Kentucky, though, this should be their absolute best effort. Their defense is at least all right. This under has completely taken a nosedive. Man, like a Kentucky plus 22.5, I hear it. Boy, they stink, though.
Yeah.
I can't believe that kid Will Levis might go in the first round. Sorry, but
I think Georgia smokes them. I do. I think Georgia smokes this football team, which is funny. That was saying, like, hey, hold them to 17 or 18, stay under the total. They're getting hung out here like it's the Texans going up against like a great defense in the NFL. My goodness. And that's also, you're right. It's not as if it's like, well, what do you want Kentucky to do? Quarterback had no hope coming into the season. Terrible running back. They have one of the better running backs in the country in Rodriguez Jr. And a kid that, yes, everybody's like 4 weeks ago, hey, Levis stone cold. He's going to be in that conversation in the top 10. Where'd that talk go?
Oh, no, Donovan, this is the worst part.
Still?
It's not
still
gone anywhere. It's gone absolutely nowhere. It is still right here, right now, as if he is having a phenomenal, phenomenal football season. And here's the craziest part as well. Will Levis, you're going to hear people say, hey, man, dual threat quarterback can do a little bit of both. 62 carries this year, DRS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Minus 123 rushing yards on the season. His high for a game this year is 7. He has had only 2 games where he did not have negative 10 yards.
Jeez. Yeah, there you go. Read option. Get ready for it. And the pros will dominate, apparently, at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one I do think is going to be a slugfest that Georgia hammers Kentucky. I don't think there's too much hope for that. An interesting one here, and not because I think the outcome is pretty much solid, Clemson-Miami. Miami's playing for bowl eligibility. 2 games left. They stink. What an underperforming team here in Miami. I don't care if when'd you win Van Dyke? No, I don't care. Like, Mario Cristobal was brought in. Not to necessarily, let's say, right the ship and challenge for a championship this year, but this was supposed to be a springboard year. It was supposed to be like a 9 or 10 win season, and watch out for Miami over the next 3 seasons. You're not getting that this year. And Clemson also, 9-1 overall, 7-0 in the ACC. Hey, another one of their good teams. It just feels like they're not one of their upper echelon teams. But Clemson also knows it's not just about winning. You have to beat teams down. Clemson favored by close to 3 touchdowns in this game at home. Total listed in the high 40s. I actually sort of like the total in this game. I do.
And you're looking towards an over here for Miami? Yeah.
Yes.
Little confidence off the Georgia Tech game.
But not even so much
something
that.
Here.
Because I don't think Miami's defense is all that good. Now, Florida State looked like they could score 80 on Miami if they wanted to. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not even comparing Florida State's offense to Clemson's offense, because Clemson's offense isn't as good as what we thought it would be. But Miami's defense isn't either. And that same approach that I'm sort of taking in these late weeks is there's side action going on here. Like, Dabo knows it. Dabo can't beat Miami 24-21. But, hey, man, we won. We're SEC or ACC. We're going to try to win this thing. Right. No, he knows that. You need the pace. Like, this isn't, again, maybe Clemson was wishing, man, I wish Miami came in with 9 wins, man. Because then if we just beat them by a touchdown, still a good win. You can't just go out there and be like, hey, I always use this theory, right? 5 minutes to go with your 30-yard line driving. Hey, take a knee or get the first down. Let's get out of here. Or, hey, running back, get the first down and slide at the one. They're not doing that. Like, I just think they have to score points, which means that Miami is going to throw the kitchen sink as well. What do they got to lose at this point? They're going to play close to the vest? No way. Yeah. Like, I like the total in this game.
I hear you. And Ja'Kari Brown should get the, I would think, is going to get the start here. Played last week, played well, freshman.
Yeah, boomer bust guy. Yeah, too. So, yep. Wheels. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, right? Had 13 carries for 64 yards when he stepped in against Florida State. And then last week, 19 carries for 87 yards. Throwing a mobile quarterback at Clemson has to be very, very enticing. I know you might think to yourself, oh, last week they bottled up Malik Willis. Malik Willis played only a half of football in that game. He was 10 of 13 when he exited overall. Had a big run right before the end of half there. So I think you're right. Miami could have some juice. And it's, you know what? I love this angle from you. I absolutely love it, because if Miami basically is just dead to rights, every Clemson possession needs to end in a touchdown. So if this thing is 42-7, well, that's an over. If Miami hangs, it has to be an over as well. I really like your angle here.
Yeah, because I'm just trying to play, and I know you've brought this point up, but we all know this as gamblers. They need to run the score up. You don't just press a button and score touchdowns. The other team is still playing football on the other side. Oh, they're going in like, you know, they're on the 30-yard line with 5 minutes to go. Miami's like, here, get in the end zone. We want the ball back. No, that's not going to happen like that. Right. But it's just that outside where you know Dabo Swinney knows, his team knows, hey, guys, we need some help. But the help starts with us. The help doesn't start with, let's look across and see what happens here. The help starts with, hey, guys, let's be up multiple touchdowns at the break. Yep. The second half, let's put this football team away. When we take a knee at the end of the game, it's because we just embarrassed the other team and we have a plethora of points. So that's what I'm trying to take an angle this weekend and say, if there's anything where I can use outside of the normal handicap, that's what I'm going to be looking forward to in those type of instances. Because there's other games around too, like Tennessee and South Carolina, 7 o'clock. At night. The good part about that for Tennessee is we'll see a lot of teams that are playing that they're vying for positions on, which is great, because if you see another team out here, let's just say Clemson at 3, hey, by the way, Clemson just beat Miami 51-0. Okay, they're a spot or two behind this year. Maybe we're vying for them. Guys, we got to hit the gas pedal in this game too. We can't be like, well, hey, Clemson played well and Tennessee didn't. That's bonus points there for Clemson. I love the fact that they're sort of staggered in that fashion. Tennessee, South Carolina, me, it feels like Hendon Hooker needs to run it up. And did I see his total, what, 2.5 touchdown passes is probably his prop, I believe, here?
Yeah.
Looking for Heisman, looking for a big win?
Yeah. No, it's what's surprising about Hendon Hooker is you look at the Heisman leaderboard, 34 CJ Stroud, 34 Drake May, 31 Caleb Williams. It's only 24 for Hendon Hooker. He's thrown 2+ in every game other than Georgia, where he threw 0. But to put it into what you're thinking, here's what he's done in his last 5 games, okay? 5-3-3, 0 against Georgia, 3 last week. So to your point, now that they are in run-it-up mode, right, it could very well just come naturally. And this, to me, is the perfect example about what we were talking a little while ago. Look at their team total. It is 44.5. You are asking for Hendon Hooker to provide you less than 50% of the team's touchdowns, and it's at a plus price. How appetizing that truly is there. Look, again, It's not a lock. It's not free money because they run the football a lot, Tennessee. But they absolutely are in a different mindset now. It is no mercy. They scored last week against Missouri, Donnie, with 36 seconds left. Now, Hendon Hooker was long gone from that game. But you get the point, okay, about what's going on.
How about Jalin Hyatt, star wide receiver, Tennessee? 86.5 is his prop. I know you said you stay away primarily here from wide receiver spots.
Yeah.
Also, to score 2 touchdowns. Did he to score? Was it? No. It's had to be 1.
Oh, touchdown. Definitely.
Hold on.
No. Probably.
To score 2 touchdowns, he's -125 as a wideout.
That's outrageous.
What is that?
Outrageous behavior. Outrageous. Now, here's the thing. Jalin Hyatt, okay, before the Georgia game, 225202. I mean, stop the madness. I'll say this. You'll get a real kick out of this. So BSS, obviously.
Yeah.
We all do the cards. Ben has found that 7 is not the magic number, the disaster number. He goes 7 picks on a card. He'll be lucky to find 2 winners on the slate. I don't know if he's ever had a winning week when he had 7 picks. And he tells people this. So last week he gave out 6 picks. I think he had himself another good week. But he said, I love the Jalen Hyatt bet. It was, you know, in that 70-some-odd range. But he goes, I couldn't add it. It would have put me at 7 picks and all my bets would have lost. But last week, 7-146. And we talk about it, other than the Georgia game, 138, 174. Everyone knows the Alabama game, 207. I mean, he's had huge games. He's beat up on the bad football teams. And he hits deep touchdowns, right? Like, I know we don't get longest reception props at the college level, but Jalen Hyatt's would be a number that they basically would have no chance to book. It'd be like 38.5.
Yeah, no, it's kind of fun as the way it plays out on some of these, which the numbers you're used to looking at in the professional ranks compared to what you're actually getting in the college ranks, where like a wide receiver is like, oh, that had to be anytime touchdown. No. It was 2 touchdowns, and it's not even at a plus money clip. Shows you how dominating he is, but also if we're looking at Hendon Hooker's over 2.5, one of the only 2 touchdown passes that he throws that way, it's probably a good choice that if he gets that, obviously Hooker's probably going to throw at least 1 more at that point here. Now, we'd only have a couple seconds here. We'll maybe dip into it in this short break coming up. But LSU, again, an interesting one. The same way we're talking about Alabama, but not to that level. Like, UAB is a decent football program, but LSU, who needs the win by margins in case they need that if they even run the table, win the SEC, favored by roughly 2 touchdowns at home down in Death Valley. An interesting one there with 50.5 points. But the callers are calling in. We're going to get to them next. I know it's a short segment before we hit the top of the hour. We'll get there. We'll get to the callers. Stick right with us here. It's Moneyline on a Football Friday.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Quick segment here before we hit the top of the hour and flip it over to some NFL talk. We got to get to the phone lines, 844-843-6879. It's the Moose, and he's loose on a Friday on the grid. Moose, what's up?
Gentlemen, on a serious note, okay, and every once in a while, I'll have a serious note. I thoroughly enjoyed listening to both you and K-Dub talk about the heavyweights in college football. Mm-hmm. You know what we have going on this weekend? We have the Salisbury Maryland Seagulls, okay? Since they joined New Jersey Athletic Conference in 2015, they won that conference 4 times, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they're coming in ranked number 24th in the conference, and they're playing number 2 Purple Raiders at Mount Union this Saturday afternoon. We're kicking off college football playoffs already. What an exciting weekend, you know. And DRS, when you were playing for the Bears, I mean, mm-hmm. you can't tell me there's not a better way to spend your afternoon. You know, a little barbecue. You know, what are you laughing about there, K-Dub? You know, I'm trying to be serious.
Sorry, my
here. You know? And I mean, this is good. This is excellent. And I cannot wait to hear your guys' take on the NFL side of it, because I know I'm getting off the college, which I shouldn't. But they're saying the Bills may have problems getting out of Buffalo to get in Detroit. And this throws a whole new perspective, because is this going to be like a Browns home game? But you guys have a wonderful weekend, and you know what? What a great weekend for sports. Got wrestling
Yeah.
Yes. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for a big weekend here. By the way, he brings up Salisbury State. I'm going to talk a little Salisbury State football after the break here. It's DRS.
Alex
found the end zone a few times against Salisbury State, pal, so we'll get back and talk, because that's what the people want to hear. We don't want to hear NFL. You want to hear DRS war stories from the 1990s. Come on back with us, hour number 2.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.